Welcome back to The Shift. In today's episode, we dive into the inspiring journey of Maureen, a Lumen user who transformed her life by embracing a new approach to health and wellness. From battling weight gain during perimenopause to finding a sustainable lifestyle change, Maureen shares her story of resilience and discovery. Join us as we explore how small daily habits can lead to significant shifts. I'm your host, Emma, and together we'll uncover the power of community and personal growth. Let's get started. On today's episode, we are talking to one of our Lumen ambassadors. Today, we're talking to Maureen. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Good, thanks. Where are you joining us from?
I am in the United States, in the state of Montana.
Nice. You've seen Yellowstone, I take it?
The TV show or the actual national park?
The TV show.
No, I actually haven't. It's a little too much drama for me.
Let's jump into your journey and kind of your challenges and your time with Lumen and all things Lumen. So how long have you been using Lumen?
I've been using Lumen since the end of March, 2 years ago. Two years in a few months. I first saw it on Facebook. And a little bit about before I started using Lumen. I started perimenopause at 32. And for no reason at all, I just started gaining tons of weight and not knowing why. I was working out very active. My job was very active and physical. And so it was really depressing. Diets worked for about a year. And then for no reason at all, without changing anything, I just gained weight. So it's been a struggle for since 32 to maintain a decent weight. I just started gaining even more in the last, say, 7 years. And I just got to the point where I just thought that was it. I was going to be a size 16 and possibly more. And there was nothing I could do until a friend of mine, she lost weight on something that worked with her and has been able to maintain it. It wasn't anything I was interested in doing, you know, shakes and, you know, meal supplement type things. And because I like food, I like real food. And I saw your ad for Lumen and I gave it a try and thankfully it works.
Wow. So it kind of, Lumen came to you. You just saw the ad. And what made you kind of decide to go for it? Because it's an investment in time and money.
And I just did the research a little bit on it. I like the fact that you use real food. I was a little leery about having to log all your meals and everything, but that actually was something that I absolutely love to do. I'm obsessed with logging everything that I eat. Because it's funny, growing up, I came from the age of you starve yourself to lose weight. And this was really hard to, you know, oh, you think you got to cheat. Oh, I shouldn't put that in there because then they'll know. You got all the psychological things you have to get past and reteach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest thing that intrigued me was the fact that I could use real food and I didn't have to change everything for my husband, you know, make one meal for me and one meal for him. So that's why I decided to try Lumen.
Were you surprised about how much food Lumen recommended you?
Like I said, I came from the age where you starved yourself to lose weight. And I normally don't eat a lot anyway. It was amazing for how little I ate. I didn't realize that was really messing with my metabolism. But I'm not a person who's always hungry. And my job that I had for 34 years, when you got done, you were done. So there wasn't a 9-to-5 situation. So I always just did the job. I didn't take breaks. I didn't stop to eat. I maybe had a snack here and there. So I just ate very little. It was a challenge at first with Lumen to get all the macros in. It was tough. And I was so full and it was really messing with my mind thinking, oh, this is not going to work. And then I didn't weigh myself for the first 2 months. And I was shocked when I saw that I had lost 7 pounds.
Wow.
So how did you decide to trust the process? You felt like it was a lot of food, but you decided to go with it. You even decided not to weigh yourself for the first 2 months.
Yeah.
Like you wanted, it sounds like you wanted to give it a chance. So how did you come about trusting it?
Well, every diet I've ever done, I give 6 months. If I don't see a result in 6 months, I usually would stop. So that I just followed that with Lumen. And I was not expecting to lose any weight because it's really tough to lose weight. Especially with eating all that food. So it was definitely a trust the process moment. And I just, you know, okay, well, I've lost 7 pounds. So maybe let's just see, this might not be a fluke. It might, you know, because the first 10 pounds usually assume is water weight. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give it a more time because that was 2 months. So I've got 4 more months. And by the 6 month, I had lost, I'm trying to remember now, like 15 pounds. So in the first 6 months, it was more than water weight. So I just kept going and trusting the process because they do switch up, you know, things every once in a while. They give you a little more carbs. Oh my God. It was, yeah, it's kind of scary at first, but you learn to trust the process.
And what do you find that in the app or in the community or people or things, tidbits of science that were like keeping you going to be like, I don't really know what's working, but something's working. So I'm going to keep going. Because I know from our point of view, we're trying as much as we can to educate you why you need to eat more and why, you know, we're cycling the carbs. But I'm interested to hear how it like comes across on your side.
I did call support a couple of times because I just... didn't know, this doesn't seem like it's right. And it was explained to me how doing the carb and then your proteins, because I didn't eat enough protein. If anything surprised me the most is I didn't eat enough protein and I really thought I did. Mm-hmm. It was just talking to support and then on Facebook, the community, just listening to what other people were saying. I don't think I so much paid attention to the science behind it. I just wanted to see what other people were doing and how it was working for them. So that kind of gave me, oh, maybe I should do that. See what I, you know, if that is better for me and like what type of foods I should be eating for proteins. That was my biggest thing is getting the proteins in. And, you know, God, I don't think I could eat anymore, but oh no, I got to get the macros. And that was the funniest part. Yeah, that was hard, but it's,
yeah.
I don't know. I know a lot of the people who use Lumen for their athletic, whatever they're doing, like their weightlifting or the trainers that are using it. I know they get a lot more into the science. I don't pay attention to it. I should, but I don't.
No, it's okay. You're happy that something was working. So you,
yeah.
Sometimes it's better not to ask questions. okay. You were struggling with your weight since you were like, you started perimenopause early, right? Around 32. And what motivated you? I guess give me like more of a timeline because then it like at what, how many years were you struggling before you saw the ad and kind of decided to jump into Lumen?
I was at 60. I was at the age of 60. And my friend that lost weight, she was 70. I just got to the point because in my family, women were large. And I just thought, okay, that's just life. I'm old now. It's going to be hard to lose the weight. But at 60, I saw a friend at 70 losing the weight. And I'm going to try one more time. And I didn't want to do supplements. I didn't want to take a pill. You know, I didn't want to do the, what is big now were the shots and you lose a lot of weight really fast. I do know a woman who's doing that and it's just, I don't trust anything that you lose weight that fast. You can't maintain that unless you're putting chemicals into your body. And that did not appeal to me. So I think that was the biggest perk for Lumen is it's you don't have to depend on something, you know, other than yourself.
I was just gonna say you have to depend on yourself, and sometimes that's the hardest part is like to take the ownership and like you say, with the food logging, you were like, I can't tell it that I ate this, so you do not eat it or do not log it, you know? And sometimes that deciding, do I not eat it or do I not log it, then you actually, sometimes you make the choice not to eat it. And then there you go. That's a win. Yeah. You know, you're like.
It is. And I found the more protein I eat, the less I crave anything sugary or sweet. Mm-hmm. But I have to laugh because in the community where people are asking questions, I find that the funniest. I have to assure people is nobody's judging you if you had the donut. Just go ahead and log it. That's for your own reference. Because we all have that mindset. It's like, oh, I got to cheat. I can't let them know I did this. And it's,
yeah.
You're letting yourself know. You're keeping track for yourself.
Yeah. We touched on you like food logging, which a lot of people don't like. Mm-hmm. So what about it do you like? You like that accountability with yourself? You like to see the data? Are you able to see patterns? What about the food logging do you like?
It's being able to see it and to track your macros. If I'm not logging, I'm not really paying attention enough and I forget, oh, I ate that at 10 o'clock and I shouldn't eat this because that's going to put me over.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not logging and I can't see it, I'm going to eat it. That's, I think, how I ate way too many carbs is I didn't really think about it. And now I have to hold myself accountable and I can see. But like my daughter, she started doing Lumen. She's in the military and they have to weigh in every 6 months. And she's older now and she's doing her 20 years. So she's a lot older. And I think she's in the beginning of perimenopause and because she's gaining weight and she's very active. And I mean, she works out, she lifts weights and the tummy is coming, you know, it's getting a little chunkier. And so she started doing Lumen and she absolutely hates logging her meals. She doesn't always do that. And it's like, oh, well, whatever works for you, but I absolutely have to do it. And I'm obsessed with doing it now.
So 2 years later, you're still logging everything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know. I thought everybody did.
So what kind of emotions have you felt throughout your journey? How does it feel to finally have something that seems to be working and you're sticking with it? And like kind of the emotions you've noticed other than weight loss since doing Lumen?
The biggest emotion I've learned that I've noticed on myself is I don't panic. Other diets, within 6 months to a year, I just start gaining the weight back and or more. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. With Lumen, I can see results immediately of how my body is reacting to whatever foods or exercises that I'm doing. And then my sleep patterns aren't always the best. And that I can really see how it affects me. And so I don't panic anymore. I can, you know, go on. Well, just recently, I went to visit family. My grandson graduated from high school. And there was cake and going out to a restaurant to celebrate with a meal. I ate whatever I wanted because I knew I can just get back on track and everything's going to be okay. If I gain 2 or 3 pounds, within a week, it'll be gone. So that is I don't restrict myself for certain things anymore.
Amazing. So this is like exactly what we want. There's cake in life and there's restaurants in life and there's celebrations. This is important to eat and celebrate in those times. And I find the freedom and like you're saying, the not panicking, it's so freeing to be able to just start again tomorrow. It's a new day. I have something tomorrow that I can change to help me compensate, or even if it's a few days. Wow. So this is, I like the way you phrase it too, like the don't panic. It's it's nice. It's empowering.
It is. You can enjoy life.
And did you feel that way since the beginning?
No. It was after a year that I didn't gain the weight back that I could relax. And I've seen other people on the chat groups say, go have your vacation, leave Lumen at home and go have your vacation and eat whatever you want to eat. And I started realizing that I don't have to panic. I don't have to not enjoy, fully enjoy whatever experience you're having because you're so worried about your weight and breaking that diet. And, you know, it's because I really don't consider myself on a diet. It's just
amazing
how I eat now. And it's the same foods I've always ate. It's just how I eat them, when I eat them. And I mean, my biggest thing is I love bread.
Me too.
And I still allow myself bread. I don't crave it as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I realize, but it's funny because you think, oh, you shouldn't eat carbs late at night. Oh, no. Toast sometimes at night is just perfect. And I sleep so good after I eat that. But you don't restrict yourself anymore. And it still works.
And we know that stress, the stress hormone cortisol, has an effect on our metabolism. So by taking out these elements of like, what should I eat? When should I? Actually, it's better for our metabolism anyways, because food is not the only thing that affects our metabolism. It's one of the big things, but also stress has an impact. And also, like you said, sleep.
Huge impact.
And so these kind of things are equally as important. So how do you notice a difference in your sleep? Yeah.
No, I just still struggle with sleep. Yeah, it's weird. I'll sleep great for 3 or 4 days or nights, and then I'll have 2 or 3 days of just not being able to fall asleep, or I wake up 3 or 4 times in the middle of the night. You know, it just, I'm weird with sleep. I don't know. Maybe it would be worse. So who knows?
What was one of your biggest hopes or biggest things that you wished for along your journey? And did it like come true? Are you still working towards it? Maybe it's sleep, maybe like something that you really wished for to feel.
Oh, I do want to lose 30 more pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in on a plateau for 4 months, 5 months now. And that's normal for me. I do that. And then for no reason at all, suddenly it just drops. Mm-hmm. I did drop 5 pounds yesterday, and I don't know why. I've been very busy. Like I said, a couple of weeks ago, I went out of state for my grandson, and then my granddaughter came back with us. So then driving her back, there's been a lot of little road trips, day trips, and eating hasn't been the usual.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take jerky, beef jerky, or peanuts, and you know, try to stay healthy and not a lot of junk. So there's just been a lot of, instead of having meals, there's been a lot of raising, I guess you could say. And
yeah,
so that it's like all of a sudden I've lost 5 pounds. And so I'm hoping I broke the plateau, but we'll see. We'll give it a couple more weeks.
Does this like 5 pounds motivate you to figure out what you were doing to lose the 5 pounds?
I don't know. I know last year I was on a plateau and we moved from out of state and we had to drive to go get things out of storage and come back. So it kind of mimicked the same thing this year with my, you know, granddaughter visiting. So I don't know if it's just completely disrupting my daily routine and eating habits that kind of jolts my body into losing the weight. And then I go back on routine and it continues. That's the only similarity. Yeah. So I don't know if I could just replicate that whenever I need to, you know, get off the plateau, because it happens when it happens. And I just, like I said, that's my biggest challenge, is to learn patience.
So walk us through a day in the life, in your routine, I guess, like how you're using Lumen. When do you take your measurement in the morning? Kind of how do you prep food? Also, do you not prep food, because your macros change each day? So walk us through kind of like a day in the life.
I'm not a food prepper. I really have respect for people who can do that, because when it comes time to eat, what if you don't want to eat that? What if that's what you really want? I mean, that's too much preparation for me. No, I have to wait 30 minutes before I can take my measurement because of cortisol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I just lay in bed. I just relax in bed. I, you know, go through my emails and I play a few games and to, you know, make the time pass. So I'm not thinking about it and then stressing about it. And then after my measurement, it depends on where I'm at. If I'm at a 1 or a 2, I, you know, just wait. I keep taking measurements to see when I can end my fast. And then once I hit a 3, then unless I'm hungry, then, you know, I'm not going to say I'm really good at that. And if I'm hungry and the stomach is making noise, I go and I just make breakfast. But my breakfast usually are 2 eggs. I love fresh salsa, so I have to have salsa and cheese on the eggs. Some diced ham, maybe. And that really adds to the protein. That really helps getting my macros to the protein. So my breakfast is pretty much the same every day, unless it's a, you know, a boost day. Then I do protein pancakes. I have to have pancakes.
Yeah.
But I noticed with pancakes, because I have Danish ancestry, and the big thing in our family growing up, we're making Afelstefers. Have you ever heard of those? It's
no.
Similar to a pancake mix, but it's a cast iron pan with little like holes, and it makes round little pancakes, I guess you can say, but they're very light and fluffy.
So I have Dutch family. My grandparents are Dutch, and in Dutch we call them poffertjes. It's like the same. It's like the mini. And
you put powdered sugar and jam.
Yeah. So it's,
they're Afelstefers. So that was a big thing to do for Christmases. So with my pancakes, instead of using syrup, which adds a lot of carbs and a lot of sugar, I'll get a really nice, good fruity jam. So it's a more natural sugar because of the fruit. I mean, you're still getting a lot of sugar, but it's not as much as a syrup, and it's not as high in carbs. So I'll add the, you know, the butter and the jam instead of syrup. So I get my carbs in the morning, you know, but, and then I'll have a lunch early, and then I'm not really hungry, but I have to make myself have little snacks like, nuts, like pistachios or pecans are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to have chocolate, and I do love dark chocolate, thank God. So I buy dark chocolate chips, and I have to have like a little bit of those, like a quarter of a cup of those every day or every other day, because that's my little treat. Dinner, you need the treat.
I need chocolate once a day at least.
Oh, God. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but dark chocolate has benefits. So, you're healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I have to have, because I've learned I can only fast 10, 12 hours. Anything over that, my numbers are high in the morning. So, around 10 o'clock, because now that I'm retired, I sleep in. I don't get up early. I don't set an alarm unless I have to do something like today. I set my alarm. But I usually have like a protein drink at around between 9 and 10. That way I can have my 10-hour fast. And, I don't sleep well. So I try to relax and rest as much as I can to where I won't have high numbers because of the lack of sleep. I live on a loop. It's not a cul-de-sac, but it's a loop. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. Why they made it a loop, I don't know. They're 30-acre lots. So this loop is a mile. And so that is my own little gym is outside. So I try to do that once a day, at the least 3 days a week.
Moments along the way that have really surprised you, or kind of some of those aha moments where something just sort of clicked, and then from there you're like surprised about the journey or something that you learned?
I was just happy it worked.
Yeah.
I think that was my biggest surprise at this age, that it worked. And I there was still hope that, you can, because before, no matter how much I tried, I was eating healthy, I thought. I really thought I was doing everything right. I think that was the biggest surprise, that I wasn't. And this gives me structure, I guess I should say. And that was I think that could be my biggest surprise. I needed the structure to follow through, I guess.
So we talked about the food log, and we talked also, you mentioned briefly about eating your carbs in the morning. What other kind of structure has Lumen provided you day to day?
Just seeing what I'm doing instead of just going out, not really paying attention, and then being able to see what I'm doing, what I'm eating, and reviewing it throughout the day. And that way that helps me make my decision for later.
Amazing.
And then learning that I did need to eat my carbs in the morning and not more in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I guess that like the validation of once you do something and it works, or then you can try again the next day and you can see the difference of whether that habit was working, or maybe not the next day. Maybe you try something for a week and then the next week you decide, okay, I'm not going to eat carbs at dinner, and see how your numbers change.
Well, yeah. And you can measure any time and see results immediately. Well, I mean, wait, you wait an hour after you eat. You see immediately how your body is reacting to it. And that was just such a godsend to me. It was, I didn't have to go 6 months trying out a diet, hoping it works, and then not having anything work or gaining weight. This I can see immediately what works for me and what doesn't work for me.
Nice. And when else do you measure throughout the day? Do you take like measurements after meals or not so much?
Well, like now that I'm on a plateau, I do. I did when I first started, I did it religiously for about 5 months. And then I mean, after working out, before and after working out, before and after eating, now it's morning measurement, bedtime measurement. But if I introduce something new to my diet, I like to see how my body reacts to it. So I will take measurements after I eat for that, or introducing a new exercise. Working around here when building the house, like if I've been out doing physical work for the building, I like to see how my body reacts to that. I'm going to count that as exercise if I'm lifting heavy stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Housework is a big contributor to exercise.
It is.
And what would you say to someone who is like in the position maybe that you are in, that they can't find something that works, they feel like they're doing all the right things, but nothing's working, they're not able to see results? What would you say to that person?
I've told a lot of people about Lumen because it does, you do see the results of how your body's reacting almost immediately. I've learned over the years, not everything works for everybody. There's no one answer for everybody. But it doesn't seem like it would work. What is that little device going to do for me? I mean, that's not going to, and especially my age group, we all grew up, you know, starve yourself. So it is scary with the eating more. I would just, you know, it's something that, why not try it? Yeah, it costs money, but in the long run, so does going to the hospital because your health is bad. So it's cheaper. It's cheaper than a lot of the things that are out there that are going to be a temporary fix. So this is not even, I don't consider it a diet. It's just a lifestyle change that you make, and you see what's working and what's not working. So, I mean, it's something that should be tried because for me, it's the simplest thing that I've ever done to lose weight. So It's a learning process and it's challenging in the beginning, but in the long run, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Cause I mean, I'm not depriving myself of anything. I'm not feeling like I'm cheated in any way. You know, you're not cheated when it's time to celebrate something. You can.
Yep.
And you don't feel guilty about it. I really highly recommend this to a lot of people already. So it's something that you should try because it isn't something that disrupts your life. You don't, you know, or your family, people who have kids at home still and their husbands or their spouse, their significant other. It does not disrupt everybody.
So that being said, you said your daughter has joined Lumen. What about like your husband? You touched on it briefly before about like you don't have to make yourself different meals. And how have people kind of adopted it or join you in the journey in a way, or like start to like eat healthier with you, or maybe the opposite, maybe like question you, like, what are you doing? What is that thing you're blowing into? Like, how has your friends and family kind of perceived it?
Well, I know my daughter-in-law and one of my friends, they kind of follow along with what I'm eating. I always have to send recipes because it's like, anything new? Have you found anything new? What about this? Should I be eating this? They're asking those questions. They haven't bought into Lumen yet, but they're getting more and more curious as they see me. So, because like my one friend, she's still over in California. So we see each other maybe once a year, physically see each other. So I had to go back last year and I personally didn't think I looked thinner. I had, at that time, I had lost 30 pounds and I didn't think it really showed. And I went back and her son my friend's son was just shocked. And he was like, oh my God, you're so thin. What happened to you? Where's the rest of you? And he just kept going on and on about it. And that was a big boost for me because I just didn't think it showed. I knew I saw the numbers on the scale, but to see other people's reaction. And so that started them asking me, well, what are you doing? And while they haven't gone into the lumen yet, they haven't gotten it yet, they are asking about what am I eating? And I have to give the recipes. I have to give what I'm doing for workouts. Because I guess I said, the most surprising thing you asked me earlier, the most surprising thing for me was my workouts don't have to be stressful.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything really hard and heavy breathing and heart pumping. Yoga, that's not easy. It's hard, but it's not stressful. It's very relaxing. Walking and light weights, not heavy weights. I mean, growing up, I was very athletic and I did heavy weightlifting. I mean, I pressed with my legs at 350 pounds. But
wow.
Yeah, I was in diving when I was in high school and I had to do 300 sit-ups every day. And I mean, not just the regular setups, the scissor ones, you know, you had to do all these different things. And I still think that's what you got to do. And it was such a surprise where no, you don't, because you're stressing your body doing that now that you're older. And that's what's going to mess with your metabolism. So non-stressful workouts, as you get older, have better benefits. You see better results. That you were asking me earlier, what surprises you? I think that is the biggest surprise I've had.
Less is more sometimes. I know this.
Yeah, which is.
It's surprising. It's something that also I see. I notice, like, I like to lift weights and I like to, like, breathe heavy, but I don't need to do it 5 times a week.
No.
Once, twice a week is plenty. So this is also something that I've learned too, is like, those workouts have their place if you want them, but that's not the only way to see results.
No, no. And that, I mean, it was a very pleasant surprise, because as you get older, that's tough to do. And then you got to worry about your joints and all that stuff.
What would you tell yourself if you could, like, go back to any point in your life or on your journey and tell yourself about the journey, about how you would feel? What would be your message to your former self?
God, I wish my former self had lumen. I wouldn't have had to go through the journey I had. Just not to be so criticizing of yourself. Be supportive of your own self. I think that's not only women, men do it too. You're your worst critic. And you just got to be nicer to yourself sometimes. You got to be, you know, forgiving of yourself.
I like that. And that goes along with the theme of everything is part of life. If you're gonna, you know, eat the cake, if you're gonna go out, it's okay. Like you say, we're hard on ourselves and we often tend to take care of ourselves last. So in the front, and to take care of yourself, forgive yourself, it's a great message.
What?
It's always so interesting from, like, the emotional side, what kind of the takeaways are. And it's similar things. It's like, be kind to yourself, take care of yourself. It's okay. And a lot of times telling ourselves these things, it helps us to bring down the stress, which
it does.
Also opens up a world of possibilities, right?
So you see life differently when you take that stress factor away. The worrying just, it imprisons you. You don't enjoy life. I mean, it did ask me in the beginning how much weight you would like to lose. And I put what I wanted to, what weight I wanted to be, but I never expected it. I didn't expect 50 pounds. I would like to lose another 30. If I lose it, great. If I don't, I'm very happy. I'm down from a size 16 to a 12. I would like to be a 10, but if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. This is very long term for me. This is, I think, I'm going to keep using this for as long as you guys are around or I'm around, because It's easy and it's healthier because I see what I'm doing. I pay attention more to what I'm doing and I decide whether or not, you know, like you said, you know, should I eat this or, you know, that'll add this many carbs. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just that like a kind of constant check-in with yourself.
It is.
Amazing. So Maureen, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you
for joining.
Thank you, Emma.
Talking to us. It was a pleasure to get to know you and to hear your story. And thank you so much.
Thank you for asking me. It was really fun. Area hour to decide who lives and who dies. So.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Shift. Maureen's journey reminds us that change is possible at any stage of life, and the support of a community can make all the difference. Be sure to subscribe, and if you liked this episode, be sure to share it with a friend. Join us next time as we continue hearing stories from our real-life Lumen users.